The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime. 'Cause nice and easy does it every time.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Oh, let it rip, Matt. Let it rip. The old man swinging, swinging. Here we go.
But let's make all the stops along the way.
Here we go. Nice and easy, baby.
The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime.
Getting your Wednesday started.
Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy.
Happy Wednesday from Joe on the radio with Frankie. Al's taking a little break. Debbie is here. Hey, I had to play that a little bit. You know, it's like a 2-minute song, which is great. Nice and easy does it. And the old man makes it just kind of, it makes the day start a little easier with old Frank Sinatra. And we hope you feel the same way. How you doing? You doing all right? You're doing all right. You got this. You got this. It's still summertime, right? August 15th. But I mean, I don't want to see. Schools have started. I see the back to school ads. Oh, please. Please, just remember this. It's still summer, okay? We want you to embrace it. It's going to be a beautiful day for you. The storms have been absolutely crazy. And even as I look in my home state of New Jersey, five counties now have a state of emergency declared by Governor Murphy, declaring a state of emergency of five Garden State counties. Hit hard. That is Bergen, Essex, Monmouth, Ocean, Passaic counties. The governor is now asking affected residents and businesses to pay more taxes. No, that was a little joke. That was an inappropriate joke. Sorry. You got to document all the flood damage. You know, now you're going to, if you are hurt, and give us a call too if you're in any of these Jersey areas that have been hurt by the floods. Because you know what? They don't give you insurance. The insurance companies run for the hills when there's floods. You know that, right? So if there's anything we could do to facilitate or anything, you want to give a call, you want to vent a little bit on the air, you got the airwaves right here on Piscopo in the morning, 877-970-2999. There's a lot going on. I can't stand that this Omarosa thing is like the front, you know, page of the newspapers. That's the leading story in all of the all of media. They should just let this go. I almost wish the president wouldn't answer anything back about or say anything about Omarosa, because it just inflames it. And it's inexcusable. What was she doing there in the White House? And don't forget, you know what they're not saying? Is they're saying, and it's all about Omarosa all day yesterday. This gal, you know, they're going after the president. And she seems so wacky from day one. What she was doing there, we don't know. But the president seemed to be nice. He seemed to embrace her and as a, you know, letting her go into the White House. They don't. She ran rampant in the White House. Did you? No one's really saying that. She would go over. She would take. We said this yesterday. She would take like pictures, wedding pictures in the Oval Office. You know, she was just whacked out. So it's good that she's out of there. And I shouldn't even be talking about it now. Right. Right. I shouldn't be talking about it. But it's all over the news. So, I just wanted to address and say, I just hate to see that. Hey, the death toll in Italy is now at 35 after that bridge collapse. Very unusual, because the Italians are really stellar engineers. As you know, why would this bridge collapse? It's in the coastal city of Genoa. And the towering bridge collapsed around midday. That was yesterday. That was during a strong storm. At least 35 vehicles reportedly went plunging to the ground when a portion of the bridge gave way, landing on warehouses, train tracks, and a riverbed. So our hearts go out to our brothers and sisters in Italy. And Simon Owen will be calling in from Europe, and we'll be getting the word on why that happened. Very unusual that would happen like that. So our hearts go out. Hey, a holy day of obligation today. Thank you very much to all my Catholic friends. So, and it's with a heavy heart that, of course, they even mentioned that, because there's that big story coming out of Pennsylvania. I don't know why it's coming out now, about the priests that abused the kids. Now, it's ironic that I put something on Twitter, and I saw something while I was working last week, and I was in Vegas and Los Angeles and up in Reno area in Carson City. And I saw something about, it was a great article in the National Review, how upsetting it is, you know, as a Catholic, when you see these things happen. And it was written by a gentleman that we're trying to get in touch with now. But I just tweeted that out when I got home, because it was a pertinent story. Lo and behold, this story comes out. My only question is, why does it come out now? How does it come out now? And I always feel, first of all, I always said, if you're going to use the cloak of Christ to abuse a child, that should be the death penalty. And yes, I just said that. You know, I'm a good Christian, God-fearing, church-going, guilt-ridden Italian Catholic. But if you use the cloak of Christ to abuse a child, then you're not fit for this earth. I'll tell you that. And you deserve to live in hell, in my opinion. On the other hand, 99.9% of Catholic priests are God-fearing, great. They help spiritual leaders, and they work so hard. And it's a 24/7 job. And I always have had the good fortune of meeting the good priests. So I feel, as a Catholic and a church-going Catholic and someone who believes in the Catholic religion and someone who's going to go to the Holy Day of Obligation to celebrate Mary, today's Feast of the Assumption today, that I feel like I should, you know, just stick up for the priests that are good, because and the bishops that are good. But there is a definite problem, and man, they got, and rather than just letting it go, you know, and sweeping everything under the rug, you know what? The penalties have to be much, much harsher. You can't just let it go. You know, statute of limitations is over. And there's no excuse. I don't know that should even be allowed. So, but having said all that, and absolutely, again, if one of those, that, and I hate to even start the morning with this, but as a Catholic, you got to say, hey, it's Feast of the Assumption. Hey, great, let's go celebrate Mary. And then you see this story in Pennsylvania come out. There's like 300 priests abusing children. That we have no tolerance for. And how did it get there, you know? And what are we doing about it now, you know? So but again, I always feel like I have to stick up. Like when I talk about Italian Americans, I swear to God, you go out west, you go around the rest of the country, you're Italian, you're mobbed up. Boom. You're from New York, you're from Jersey, you're Italian, you're mobbed up. It's like that. You can't tell them, well, no, well, the Italian Americans are engineers. No, my father was a lawyer. My uncle was a chemical engineer. All my uncles on my mom's side, they're all engineers. To this day, Uncle Eugene's still engineer. They're all working. No, you're from Jersey, New York. You're all mobbed up. You know, then you got to always do the caveat. 99.9% of Italian Americans are not associated with anything like that and are good, hardworking Americans. You know, you feel like I got to say that. So I feel I have to say that about the priests, that most of the priests are there for us. And I'll be the guy that sticks up for them, but to make no excuses for these vile, vile crimes. So, but Frankie's here. Al took a break. I have to tell you, we got John McLaughlin on the show today. Love John McLaughlin. He's great. He's a top pollster in the country, and he's a good friend, and he's a great guy, a longtime Republican pollster. We're going to go through all the election results, exactly what happened in the midterms, and how, you know, these people, the Trump effect. Like, did you see what happened with Tim Pawlenty? In Minnesota, he briefly ran for president in 2012, you remember. Former governor had decided President Trump, he called President Trump unhinged, and he was denied in an effort to regain Minnesota's governorship, replacing outgoing Democratic Governor Mark Dayton, right? And this guy, Keith Ellison, man, you know, the co-chair of the Democratic Party, he got a victory in Minnesota for a state attorney general, even after domestic abuse accusations. So he won. Ellison scares me a little bit, that guy. But you saw that Jeff Collier conceded to Trump back Chris Kobach, I'm reading here from Fox News, in Kansas GOP governor's race 1 week after the vote. The one thing I'm seeing now that I never saw before, that people like DeSantis in Florida, they back the president, and they make no apologies about it. And when I was on the road, and I told you this before, and please, this is not a pro-Trump speech. This is just what I see out there in America. People are not ashamed. They will whisper to me if we're in a public setting. They'll say, Joe, I love you on Fox News. You know, Joe, I like your politics. You know, hey, what do you think of the president? That's the leader. What do you think of the president? I think he's doing a great job. Oh, me too. I love the guy. But I'm telling you, you go outside of our little bubble in the Northeast, people like President Trump and they appreciate him. So this is going to be interesting what happens, because historically, please don't forget this. Historically, the midterms always go up against whoever's in office. And now they're making a Trump initiative. Wow, this is a statement against Trump. Wait, this historically, it always goes the opposite way. But I don't know. I'm feeling something that could change this year. You know, and that Trump effect may be more powerful than we think. So this is my life story. All right. I leave the studio yesterday, and then I go to the hotel, and it's a really nice hotel. You know, we get a nice rate at the hotel, right? Because God forbid, you know, there should be a hotel that we do what they call a trade-off, and forget it, none of that. We go and we get a nice rate at a very, very nice business Wall Street hotel with all Wall Street business guys, and then there's me. I go, except if it's noon, there's a noon checkout. Do you ever get this at the hotel? They want you out as soon as it's noon. They call, they harass housekeeping comes at noon. Like, you gotta get out at noon. See, could you give me 10 minutes? So I run back to the hotel because I stay late. We go to the sales meeting. I'm doing some business with the boss, and I'm working as hard as I possibly can. I run back to the hotel. I got to do a conference call at noon, you know, with a huge advertiser that's jumping on the show, and they want a conference call. It's a national advertiser, right? So I'm all set to go, and I'm at the hotel. But God forbid, I lay down for 10 minutes. 10 minutes I lay down. Can I get a rest for 10 minutes? I've been up since like 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it is. I laid down. I went, all heck breaks loose at the hotel. First, the phone rings because, God forbid, that's how I wake up. And I've got the conference call at 12. The phone rings and it's like, are you leaving? Are you leaving now? You know, it's like the hotel Nazis, man. They just want to get you out of there. It's like, I don't know what the problem is there. Then there's construction. There's a jackhammer next to me going the whole time. Oh, I couldn't get out of the hotel, and I'm doing the conference call with the construction, with the phone ringing for the ring and ring ring. Oh, forget about the what? What? I better go back on the road. It was more relaxing on the road, doing my shows. Oh my gosh, what a day it was! So now today, forget it. Everything's good. Tutto in ordine today. But oh my gosh, Frankie Fibrosa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, after I saw you at the sales meeting, I went back to the hotel. I was being assaulted by this hotel, and it's a really classy, nice place. What is with that? Why do they have to, I mean, rush you out? You know what I mean? Have you been in that situation before?
All the time, especially in Atlantic City. I mean, when it's a crowded weekend, they can't get you out of there fast enough. Absolutely. It's very frustrating. Look, I mean, I understand they have a limited amount of time to turn the room over. Look, I mean, come on. Making enough money.
Oh, my goodness gracious. And did I need a jackhammer? I needed the
jackhammer. You did not.
Frankie, when I tell you right next door, to the point where I had to apologize on the conference call, say, well, it's New York. There's constant construction. What am I going to say on the conference call? They're going to need a jackhammer. But, hey, these are the minor problems. Only me that I go through. If it's not a jackhammer, it's disco lights in my jacuzzi in Carson City, which was great. Did you see that thing, man? Was that thing?
Everybody saw that.
I know. I said, my buddy gives me a room in Carson City with virtual disco lights on what is actually a whirlpool bath. It wasn't quite a jacuzzi. It was a whirlpool bath.
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. But I
pay extra for a disco bath.
What do you do? Do you walk in, do you put the lights on, and you go like this? You know what the next line is? Hey, hi. Not really me. Hey, it's Piscopo Morano. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. We're going to get into the news in a big way. Again, reaching out to Simon Owen in Europe to see what happened with that bridge collapse in Italy. Karen DeSoto is going to join us. She's the on-air legal analyst for NBC News, a professor, former Jersey City Corporation Counsel, and Karen will join us as well. And your phone call is always at 877-970-2999. Love to hear from you from the five counties that have been declared a state of emergency because of this flooding. Oh, some very, very, down a Brick. Did you see what happened? Brick, Frankie?
Oh,
down a Brick,
bad
New Jersey.
Situation over there.
And by Totowa, which happens all the time. So we're feeling for you. Piscopo in the morning with Frankie. Al's taking a little break. Matt's running the board. Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you on the roads at 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. So they didn't let you sleep, huh, when you were at the hotel?
You know, you and I are kindred spirits. So you want to go in, you get 10 minutes, maybe just a little.
Yeah.
A little boom, and
cat
then
nap.
You got it. Cat nap. Right, exactly. So, and I know I got the conference call at noon, and then all of a sudden, the phone's ringing. I wake up to the jackhammer, to the phone ringing, and my
horrible
conference call. And it's like, what? Where am I going? Get me back on the road. I'm saying, what? It was more relaxing fighting the airlines, for crying out loud.
You need to ask for the late checkout when that happens. But
you
need
to sleep. To your point, see how nice
you know,
are.
Call me. I'll make a call for you, Joe, okay?
You should be in government because you would settle all. The Omarosa thing would be over if you were down there. You would just calm
everybody
down.
I don't know about that.
But you're right. So when I do call on the hotel's behalf and I go, could you give me 15 minutes, a half an hour? They're more than happy to do it. But
you
know.
You need to rest. But then again, you know, you had the jackhammer. That would have woke you up anyway.
I can sleep through the jackhammer.
That's amazing.
I'm so used to it.
You're retired.
I can sleep. No, because you know why? Because I have five kids. And
yeah,
I went through, if you have five kids, you can sleep through anything. Am I right, Debbie? Come on.
I think so. I mean, I only have one. I need quiet. I like it nice and quiet.
What mass are you going to go to today, Miss Nice?
Oh, gosh. It's going to have to be at the end of the day, probably 7 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, we're doing that. 622. Debbie's always looking out for you on the roads on AM 970. The answer, and a good morning to you, Ms. Duhane.
Good morning, Joe. And because of the Feast of the Assumption, alternate side parking rules are suspended, metered parking rules in effect. Let's go out to the New York State Thruway, Joe, as you head southbound exit 11, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Accident, and it looks like a fuel spill there as well. Getting reports of emergency activity on the way to the scene here. Also, the northbound New York State Thruway at the Tappan Zee Bridge, another accident there as well. Let's see what's happening inbound GWB 5, Lincoln 15, Holland about 10 minutes, 80 westbound in Saddlebrook, getting reports of a collision. And over on the Grand Central Parkway eastbound, out by the Cross Island, that's an accident as well. So do prepare for some delays. New Jersey Transit, an hour delay into and out of New York's Penn Station with Amtrak overhead wire problems. Earlier problems on the LIRR cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 91 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer. sponsor.
Napa Know How.
Car parts are filthy. Heck, seems like even looking at a car can stain your shirt. Luckily, Gunk Engine Degreaser is on sale for $3.99 plus $4 mail-in rebate, which is basically free. So get the cleaning power you need with Gunk Engine Degreaser. Now just $3.99 plus $4 mail-in rebate. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 8/31/18.
Win a case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. Enter on AM970TheAnswer.com or by calling the Joe Piscopo Show during Italian Trivia Contest. Contest runs from Wednesday, May 23rd until further notice. Online winners will be chosen at random every Wednesday during contest duration. On-air winners will be announced during the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday during contest duration. Chance of winning is based on number of entries or calls. Prize is one case of sauce from Michael's of Brooklyn. See complete contest rules at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train. Stand at Patton's gravesite. Visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours. 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning, good morning. 626 on AM 970. The Answer. I'm reaching out with all it's the Feast of the Assumption today, and with all the situation what happened in Pennsylvania, what was that, 300 priests they said, Frankie?
At least.
And why did that come out today? Why did what was it, the DA or the U.S. Attorney down there?
The Attorney General in Pennsylvania convened a grand jury who issued a report. Now, they're not able to issue criminal charges, and we can do this, you know, we can go over this with Karen DeSoto in the 9 o'clock hour, but they're not able to issue criminal charges because of the statute of limitations, but the grand jury, they put out this very exhaustive report on this, over 900-page document. It took 2 years to put this together.
Well, I reached out to Father Jonathan Morris, from Our Lady of Mount Carmel in the Bronx. He's a great priest, and he's on Fox News, and we're going to see if Father Morris could call in and just comment on that, because, again, I always feel every time I hear those horrific stories, and I said that, and I'm harsh on that, man. You abuse a child, man, forget about that. You don't deserve to be on this earth. And but on the other hand, there's most of the priests are good, hardworking priests, and how do you stick up for them, and then without having to draw that up? And here we are at the Feast of the Assumption, so we'll get into it a big way, but that story was big, and of course that's in the headlines as well. And Omarosa, Frankie Five Boroughs, this girl gonna go away ever? I mean, this is like the headline story. They just love it. I think the mainstream media just loves us because it's all anti-Trump.
The world is a reality show, Joe, and nowhere is that more evident than the coverage of the Omarosa situation. It's beyond laughable at this point. You know, there's a lot of very real problems in the world right now, and the amount of time, attention, and energy we're spending on Omarosa and Stormy Daniels, it's absolutely beyond me.
Yeah, you know what I wanted to ask you, Frank, about this Manafort trial? Mm-hmm. And again, Karen DeSoto will jump on in the 9 o'clock hour. And I'm reading here, the jury should begin closing arguments today in the Paul Manafort fraud trial. The judge presented his final instructions to both teams of lawyers yesterday. Both sides agreed to them. President Trump's former campaign chairman, for what, 5 minutes, faces 18 counts of tax evasion, bank fraud that came as part of the special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. I don't understand how you get there. It's like they got Manafort asking about the Russia collusion. Stay with me on this because they're losing sight of that. This is all about it's a Russia delusion is what this is. And then they're going to go shut this guy down in any way they can. And I don't know in a court of law and not what the judge, what's his name? Ellis.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a tough guy and he's giving the prosecutors a tough time because when you come in, you say, well, we don't have anything about Russia, but look what we found out about Paul Manafort. Should that in a court of law be allowed? And we'll talk to Karen DeSoto about that because wait, it's just a random witch hunt to try to get Manafort to flip in some way against Donald Trump. And it's un-American and it's wrong and it should be illegal how they went after this guy. And I met Manafort a couple times, you know, I saw him here and there and it was like, wherever I saw him at Yankee Stadium, hi, how are you? That was it. I mean, I don't know Manafort from anything, but for goodness sake, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous as they're going on. I would love to see. Now, this goes to a jury, Frankie, right?
Correct.
Oh, man, I would love for the jury to say, no, we got nothing. We got nothing. You got nothing. Because their witness, the Manafort's partner, who went up against and flipped against Manafort and is agreeing along the lines with the government, is that he's a flawed witness. And I would just love, because the whole impetus of this is wrong. It's just bullying. And if Manafort did something wrong, I understand it. But the way they found it was just so ill-conceived. And I would love, Frankie, for the jury just to go, you know what? We don't see anything here and let him walk.
There are a number of very interesting things to keep in mind here, Joe. So you talk about his former partner and protege, Rick Gates. Now, Rick Gates was being paid about $250,000 by Manafort to be his assistant, right? And even after Manafort left the Trump campaign, Rick Gates stayed on in the Trump campaign. Now, Rick Gates has admitted under oath stealing from Manafort. Now, apparently that $250,000 salary was not enough, not according to me, but according to Rick Gates. That's why he felt Manafort was making too much money that he just had to steal. So here's a guy, Rick Gates, who is admitting under oath that he stole from his mentor and his partner while being paid $250,000, and on top of that is being given literally a get-out-of-jail-free card. So I think the jury is going to have to look upon part of what Rick Gates is saying somewhat skeptically. Then the issue that you bring up, Joe, that this whole prosecution was about Russian collusion and interfering in an election and obstruction of justice, and yet everything that Paul Manafort's charged with has nothing to do with any of that. Now, I'm not saying Paul Manafort didn't do anything wrong here, but the question you have to ask is, why is Mueller's team bringing this case themselves? If they uncovered evidence of illegality, wouldn't the responsible thing to do have been to refer it to the relevant U.S. attorney in that jurisdiction, or to the FBI, or to the DOJ? A lot of this is stuff that has already been investigated, Joe. It just looks to me as if this was an attempt, and Judge Ellis has said this to some extent. Now, I'm getting to like this judge a lot.
Yeah, I love this.
But
I know,
Judge Ellis has said this to some extent. It looks to me like this was just an attempt to put pressure on Manafort to flip on President Trump. Yeah. But it's not really clear that he has anything to flip on.
I don't know. For Manafort's two minutes as his campaign manager. Hey, Frankie, before we break, tell me this, though. If they go to the jury and the jury even says guilty, Ellis could indeed let Manafort walk anyway. Is that right?
Well, he could.
In the form of sentencing?
It's pretty rare. I mean, I think given the president's kind of, really high level of frustration with this investigation, I think the broader likelihood is that he might just pardon Manafort. So if a jury convicts you, but a judge finds that the prosecution really didn't meet its burden of proving the case beyond a reasonable doubt, they can set aside, the judge can set aside the jury's verdict and let you, and acquit you anyway. It's pretty rare to do that, especially in cases cases that involve money, because it's not a he said, she said. All this stuff is black and white. Either you paid taxes or you didn't pay taxes. So I think that's less likely than maybe a full pardon from the president. By the way, big thank you to Congressman Dan Donovan's fiance, Serena, who was they're in the midst of being transported to the airport, right? Yeah. Congressman Donovan, Serena, and Anila Rose. And our show was not on the radio. Everybody in that car, but especially Serena, gave the congressman security a bit of a tongue lashing for not having our show on as soon as they walked in the car. So
I
best
heard.
Of luck to that security person. Yeah. I hope his resume is good.
Congressman,
shape.
Thank you. And to Serena as well, and all the Rose. We appreciate that. You know, we ain't going to get a billboard from us. There ain't going to be no ads on television. So we could use some help talking to your driver. So thanks to the Donovans for that. 6:34 with Piscopo in the morning. We're hoping to hear from Father Jonathan Morris about this this whole Catholic Church situation. And Jonathan will be kind enough to join us momentarily. Let's break for news right now with Frankie Five Boroughs. You're listening to Piscopo in the Morning. Al's taking a well-deserved break, probably well hungover at this point after the concert yesterday. We'll get that news when he comes back next week. Right now, it's Piscopo Morano on the radio at 6:34 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
73 degrees at 6:35. I'm Frank Morano with your local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City Transit President Andy Byford is vowing not to stand idly by after a subway conductor was violently assaulted. The incident occurred Sunday at the Grant Avenue subway station after the train was changed from local to express. At least two riders punched at the conductor through the train window, causing bruising and laceration. Cell phone video captured clear images of the two suspects, a man and a woman, and police are asking for the public's help to find them. And two Connecticut lunch ladies are accused of stealing nearly $500,000 from school cafeteria. Sisters Joanne Pascarelli and Marie Wilson worked at two different public schools in New Canaan and both handled cash. Investigators believe the sisters, now in their 60s, pocketed the money as they rang up sales between 2012 and 2017. After a lengthy investigation, they've both been charged with larceny and fraud. In sports, the Mets fell to the Orioles 6-3, and the Yankees beat Tampa Bay 4-1. And if you're stuck in traffic, fortunately for you, Debbie Duhame's got the answer. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Frank. Thank you so much. Let's see what's happening with New Jersey Transit. Five canceled trains this morning with the positive train control. Also seeing delays out of New York's Penn Station, and that's all due to some overhead wire problems over near Penn Station. Let's see what's happening on 208 southbound Maple Ave into Fairlawn. That's an accident to deal with. New Jersey Turnpike northbound at 13, accident cleared from the truck lanes. Traffic is moving slowly on the Harlem River Drive southbound, getting down toward the RFK Bridge. And over on the Cross Island North, getting up toward Hillside Avenue, getting reports of a collision there. Grand Central Parkway eastbound, that's an accident right at the Cross Island as well. And watch for delays on the New York State Thruway South, exit 11, an accident over in the left lane. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for the Feast of the Assumption. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Partly cloudy today, high of 91 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at indeed.com/hire.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have, but it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle, and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
When you call, use discount code THE ANSWER, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, THE ANSWER.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Love me do. 6:39 with Joe Piscopo on the radio with Frankie Five Boroughs. Yeah, there's a Central Park rally to block John Lennon's killer parole. Beatle fans and local officials are going to be rallying today in New York City as John Lennon's killer faces a 10th parole hearing. I mean, you know, see, this is where I get rough. And God forgive me. Why is this guy still on the earth, right? The group is gathering this afternoon in Central Park's Strawberry Fields, calling on a state parole board to deny the release of this creep that killed John Lennon. He's 63 years old now. Man, you remember those days in December of 1980, right? That day when John Lennon was killed in New York City. Don't understand that. And how it's like, you know, they're letting these cop killers out. Now they're even considering this guy. I don't believe in that kind of rehabilitation. I believe in an eye and an eye for an eye. So God forgive me. 20 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:40 with Joe on the radio. And Frankie, you weren't even born yet, were you, when John Lennon was
Well, I don't like to give my age out.
Yeah, why is that? I mean, usually a gal will say something like that.
Yeah,
huh?
I like a little bit of mystery. You know what it is? I view myself as timeless, as able to exist. You know, that was what I used to love about Joe Franklin, is you had no idea how old he was. He looked the same, sounded the same for 50 years. That's what
so
I was
true.
To
You're our very own Joe Franklin.
Thank you.
You know?
Thank
hey,
you.
It's National Relaxation Day today. So yeah, I know. A holiday reportedly started in 1985. What do you mean I got to relax? National Relaxation Day encourages people to take a break from the daily routine. You tell your boss that, and do things that are not stressful, like reading a book, watching television, or taking a day off work. So you're going to say, now can you imagine that? Is that next now? Hey, boss, it's National Relaxation Day. Can I take the day off? Do you mind? I don't know. Maybe if the socialists get in, Frankie, then we got hope on that day.
Yeah,
huh?
We're going to have to ask Father Morris what he does to relax.
Yeah. You know what? Can we get – is that Father Jonathan was kind enough to call. Let's put him on the air if we can. It's 6:41 with Joe Piscopo. And I hesitated to call Father Jonathan Morris, but there's – this is all the news about these priests, hundreds of priests. And Father Jonathan Morris is a true stellar disciple of Jesus, and he's a friend, and he's kind enough to call us from the South Bronx. Father Jonathan, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in this morning.
My pleasure, Joe. Good morning.
And good morning, sir. And I hesitate to even talk about it. It's the Feast of the Assumption. I know you'll have a number of masses. I know how dedicated you are, Father Jonathan. I mean, what were you saying? Because I saw you on Fox News yesterday. If you'd be so kind to enlighten our audience about this report that says over 300 Catholic priests in Pennsylvania are suspected of sexual abuse.
Yes, this is a grand jury report that covered the whole state of Pennsylvania over the last 70 years, and the numbers of abuse is just absolutely disgusting. I'm embarrassed. You know, you just say, how is it possible that there's even one case of abuse by somebody who's supposed to be protecting people and children and bringing people closer to God?
Yeah.
But the facts are is that over these 70 years in the state of Pennsylvania, spreading across six different dioceses, there are 300 priests, 301, if I'm not mistaken, who were credibly accused. Okay, doesn't mean that these are all proven allegations, but credibly accused priests who have abused over 1,000 kids. You know, you can't even fathom. I have a close member of my family who was abused when she was a young child, and I know what that what that does to a person in their own personal development. And to think that in these cases, it was these were priests who did it, just absolutely disgusting.
And here you are, so dedicated. And I know personally how dedicated you are to the Our Lady of Mount Carmel in the South Bronx, a very tough area, and how dedicated you are to the families and to your parishioners, Father. I mean, how frustrated does this all make you, sir?
It's very frustrating. It makes me think, why is it that these people, these sick people, got into the priesthood in the first place? I think we have to ask that question. It's certainly not the priesthood who makes you do that. That makes you do this, right? It's sick people who got in. Just reading the stories of this grand jury report, 900 pages. You hear these stories and you say, these people were very sick, and they must have been attracted to the possibility of having contact with kids, covering up their sickness and their evil, under the guise of spiritual authority. But we have to, thank God in 2002, when most of this stuff came out, very, very strict procedures were put into place. Right now, there's a zero tolerance that if there's one accusation of any type of abuse of a minor, you are immediately gone. Okay, and so these are cases that have happened mostly, many, many years ago, but that still makes it. It should not make us feel better about the stuff that happened in the first place. One other issue, Joe, I think that needs to be brought up is that while there are very strict procedures now to get rid of any priests who are credibly accused, the cover-up issue of by the bishops is one of the most shocking elements of this story, and there are not sufficient procedures and policies and structures, in my opinion, to make sure that bishops are held accountable.
Great point.
That needs to go all the way to the Vatican. Right now we're talking about doing investigation of Cardinal McCarrick, who was accused of sexual abuse, and somehow he made it all the way to become a cardinal. But the files in the Vatican need to be opened if there's a serious investigation going to be done. And very few people are talking about that.
Yeah, Teddy McCarrick, that shocked me. Because I remember it was out of Newark, and then we were so proud when he went to Washington. And it was like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden all of that comes out. I mean, and why do you think all of this is coming out at this time, Father?
I don't know. This grand jury report has been in the works for a long time. Some people say that, the timing is suspect. I don't believe any of that. I think it certainly should not be our focus of why the timing and all of that. We should be focused on the actual facts. And there is no defending the indefensible here. We need to, in my opinion, there needs to be an investigation that it comes down from the Vatican. But that investigation, as I said, must include the possibility of opening Vatican archives to discover who knew what when.
Yeah, that's a great point. Father Jonathan Morris from Our Lady of Mount Carmel in the Bronx. Father, before I let you go, and we are so grateful that you took the time, because I know it's a very, very busy day on this Feast of the Assumption today. But and I say to you listening, when I did the Feast of St. Anthony for Father Jonathan to his great parish there, we had a great time, and we were on stage, and we had a ball, and it was just it was a love fest. So then I said, I want to say a couple prayers. Now, the church was closed. And because it was getting dark and it was late, and I was going on Tucker Carlson. It was just a wild. Father Jonathan, I go like this. I go, Father, could you open the church? Can I say a couple of prayers? Well, this priest that you hear on the air with me right now, he had his custodian open the church, and he walked in with me, with old your pal Piscopo, and we went in and we knelt down together and we prayed together. And Father, I appreciate that. That was a beautiful, beautiful moment. And I appreciate your spirituality and your guidance, sir.
I am living proof that the church did not fall down when you went in that church. you know, that anybody can go into church, anybody can pray, anybody who's out there thinking, I haven't been to church in a long time and the roof is going to fall down. The church is for us
tonight.
For everyone.
I was there. Father, and should I, you prayed and you prayed out loud and it seemed like, and I wanted to pray back, but I kept quiet out of respect for you. Should I pray back out loud or do you just let the priest do it? You know, I didn't know what to say, Father. You know what I mean? Maybe I'll join you next time with your permission.
Next time.
All right. Father Jonathan, we love you and we appreciate it. And thanks for being such a true disciple of Christ. We appreciate sir.
I'm trying as we all need to try. And, the disciples, certainly the disciples that Jesus chose turned out not to be so perfect themselves.
Yes,
and that shouldn't make us in any way happy. It just means that we need to double our efforts and be better disciples.
Yeah, well, God bless you, Father Jonathan. Thank you for joining us this morning. So much. We appreciate that. Thank you, Father Jonathan Morris from Our Lady of Mount Carmel in the South Bronx, taking care of that community in a stellar fashion. It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:49, actually, on AM 970, The Answer. Debbie Duhame looking out for you. This is a great man, Debbie, mm-hmm, Father mm-hmm. He's just a sweet. But when we knelt down together,
right,
and he out loud and verbally said, dear God, bless Joe and his family.
Aww.
And his children, and I wanted to go. I, Father, can I put in a couple prayers now? You know, I thought it was. It's the priest. That's his territory, and I'm not going to, infringe on that. You know.
Yeah.
And I wanted to stand up in an evangelical fashion and go, praise Jesus, praise Jesus.
Yeah, you're good at doing that once in a while.
All of a sudden you feel the
spirit. You just go.
I
love that.
Right. Oh, man.
He probably would have looked at you like, Joe, what are you doing? This is
bless
my territory.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I wanted to do a whole thing. You know?
Imagine you did that when you were sitting there, you were kneeling with him
left.
And praying.
He would have
been like, Joe, this is my, I've got this. Don't worry, Joe.
Oh, Lord. We're trying, Deb. I know we're trying. Mm-hmm. Now, 10 before 7 o'clock, 6:50 with a Debbie Duhame on the roads for you on AM 970, The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. We're going to go right to the Bronx. I see volume on the Cross Bronx westbound getting out toward Castle Hill Avenue. Harlem River Drive southbound building down toward the RFK. Now over on the Cross Island North up by Hillside Avenue, an accident in the process of being cleared. And we're still seeing some slowdowns with New Jersey Transit. 45-minute delays. Outbound service out of New York's Penn Station with some overhead wire problems. Also, 5 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning. 208 southbound at Maple Avenue, Fairlawn. Looks like you still have an accident working there. Inbound side of the Holland Tunnel. Watch for some slowdowns with the disabled vehicle just cleared. 30 in over at the Holland. Lincoln 15, GWB 15. And over on the southbound New York State Thruway, right at exit 11, an accident blocking the left lane there, so expect some delays. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for the Feast of the Assumption. Metered parking rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Make Wall Street money without working on Wall Street. Cambridge Trading Academy has perfected an automated system that can help you make money while you sleep. Learn to trade step by step with their custom software. Whether you're a beginner or professional, you'll work with real traders in live classes. Take the emotion out of investing and make money in up or down markets. Sign up to watch free live trading sessions for 3 days. Go to CambridgeTradingAcademy.com or call 800-971-4160 and listen to the Cambridge Trading Academy show Saturday afternoons at 1 here on AM 970, The Answer.
For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, August 21st at Vesuvio Restaurant, 7305 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. In Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn on Wednesday, August 22nd at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Finally, at the Grand Prospect Hall, 263 Prospect Avenue, Park Slope, Brooklyn, on Thursday, August 23rd at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors and Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors and Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here from Blue Rock Energy.
At Blue Rock, better rates are just one part of tailoring an energy strategy to your business needs. In addition to finding the right rate structures for electric, gas, and renewable energy sources, we explore things like LED lighting, energy management systems, and HVAC improvements, so you can conserve energy in a way that's unique to your business. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today to learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
Get ready for back to school at Modell's. 25% off select men's Under Armour tees and shorts and Champion tees and shorts for men and women for only $9.99. Unbelievable savings on select Adidas team fleece for men and women, only $29.99. A savings of up to $35. $10 off select kids footwear from Nike and Skechers, and $10 off select football and soccer cleats from Adidas and Nike. Select MLB hats for only $20 and $10 off select Nike and Adidas backpacks. Visit our stores or Modell's.com for more savings. When you gotta save for back to school, you gotta go to Mo's.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine and some clouds today. It'll be rather hot and humid this afternoon with a high near 90. And clear to partly cloudy, warm and sticky tonight, low 74 at mid-temp, upper 60s in many northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, hot and humid, high 92, although it feels closer to 100 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and some sun, very warm but humid, a good chance for a shower and thunderstorm, especially in the afternoon with a high of 88. AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
When I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. And while combing my hair now, and wondering what dress to wear.
Did we get any word on Aretha there, Frankie? 656 with Joe Piscopo on the radio. Any word? She's just still very, very gravely ill, correct?
Yeah, apparently she's in hospice, so she they're saying she doesn't have very much time left.
Yeah, it's so sad, man. You know, I remember the Aretha story I heard. She was on SNL. She came on, I think, when I was there. Someone could check that, but when I was there, Aretha was, she performed and just rocked that house, you know, rock studio at H. I remember that. And but never got to chat with her, never got to know her, but boy, she truly is the queen of soul. And I heard this story about Aretha. I love the old time where you would have to pay her before you went in. I heard this story from one of the theaters in Jersey, and she made a lot of money per appearance. God bless her, you know. And she would keep it in a suitcase, Frankie, under the piano during the show. No, oh. I heard that. I don't know.
Yeah,
if that's
so
true.
She was on Saturday Night Live in December of 1980 when you were there, and the host of that program was Ellen Burstyn.
Oh, very good, Frankie. Thank you. Yeah, I knew it.
Well, I looked it up. I didn't know.
You knew it, Frank. No, you knew it. Yeah, you could tell. It was a telepathic kind of communication.
Was Ellen Burstyn nice? I always liked her as an actress.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was great. You know, those folks, when those very, very accomplished actors or actresses come on, they're somewhat scared to go into that situation because you're winging it. There's cue cards. It's like a whole nother world. So when they come in, they're just a little uncomfortable. And she was great. But she was just always, always great. I can't imagine coming into a show like that. And then, you know, that's a train. That's a runaway train that you got to jump on if you come from the outside on Saturday Night Live. And she was great. There were so many nice people that we had on the show that I had the opportunity to work with, you know. And but the one thing, I think of some of the hosts when I was on SNL, that why didn't I sit and say, do you have 5 minutes? You know, sometimes I think about that with my grandparents, you know. I wish I really asked them more questions about coming to America. Don't you feel like that sometimes?
Absolutely.
And there's one guy that it was Johnny Cash. I was so nervous again that I was like, they did the Ebony and Ivory sketch that Saturday, and I didn't want to offend Mr. Sinatra. I was so obsessed with not offending Frank Sinatra, rewriting the Ebony and Ivory sketch so it was fun. fun and not vicious that I never sat down with the man in black, Johnny Cash, and just spent 10 minutes with him, you know, and really kind of interrogated him about everything great that he was, that he stood for, certainly in music in the United States of America, you know. It's fear. Now you get old, you take time, you think of these things. You become reflective, you ask questions, right? And that's what we're going to do all morning with John McLaughlin. When John's a longtime Republican pollster, very, very knowledgeable man. He'll join us. Simon Owen on the show as well, and Karen DeSoto from NBC News. Piscopo Morano in the morning.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.